Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring Annette Crosby as Edith, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Andy Hamilton as Satan. O Lord, I lay my hands on the head of this child who has been possessed by the evil that is Satan. And by the holy power of Jesus, I expel that foul fiend from the body of this child.
Ow, you're hurting me.
Out, damned Satan!
The child is possessed!
I feel the presence of Satan. I sense him. I smell the stench of putrefying sin coming from this child. The beast is here! Oh, my God, the beast is here.
Well, who are you expecting, Esther Ranson? Now, what are you doing terrorizing this poor kid?
We are cleansing him. You have entered his body, Satan.
Okay, first off, I don't target kids, all right? I only target people once they have the mental equipment to know the difference between right and wrong. So that excludes children and Jeffrey Archer. Second, I would never, ever enter the body of a human being because I've seen what they do with them. And the very thought's making me feel quite ill, actually.
Back, Satan! Behold my crucifix! Feel its power!
Yeah, I think you might be confusing me with a vampire.
This Bible will strike terror into his heart.
Yeah, also vampires, yeah.
Let's kill him with a silver bullet!
Now, that's werewolves. Oh, for God. Oh, if ignorance is bliss, you lot must be in a state of permanent orgasm. Now, tell me, exactly how were you planning to drive Satan from this child? I bet you'd probably like to burn him, wouldn't you?
We're not allowed to do that anymore.
No, it's political correctness gone mad.
We'll have to make do with beating the devil out of him.
Well, you're going to beat him? Why? I mean, this child doesn't deserve to be beaten.
I want to go to stage school.
Much? Also, I am sick and tired of being used as an excuse for this kind of thing, right?
You won't beguile us, Satan. God is protecting us.
God lost interest in you lot ages ago. And why wouldn't he, eh? What sort of God would want to be worshipped by people who beat children?
God would not abandon us. We are his followers.
Well, you're more like his stalkers, really, aren't you? Okay.
You cannot harm us.
No? Then how come I just filled your rectum with bees?
He's bluffing. Oh!
Hey, they've got bees coming out of their bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah.
You are clever.
I know.
And you got horns like a cow.
Yeah, all right, kid, don't push it. All right.
I really appreciate this, Scumspawn.
Yeah, well, don't tell Satan. He'd go mad if he found out I was going easy on you. He left me strict instructions on how I was to torment you. So if it comes back, I'll have to clamp these lobsters to your nipples.
No problem. Why does Satan single me out for such individual attention, Scumspawn?
Because he says you're the most morally repugnant human being in the history of the world.
Oh, come on. What about Hitler and Stalin? I didn't kill millions of people.
He says that's just because you hadn't got round to it.
The thing is, Scumspawn, clearly deep down you feel that Satan's persecution of me is a little unfair. So I was wondering...
Wait a second. You're not trying to manipulate me, are you? Only I'm notoriously gullible.
No. You're as sharp as a tack.
Am I? The gullible thing must be wrong, then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The thing is, Scumspawn, my old mate, I was wondering if you could sort of ask your prince to ease up on the tormenting me front. He might listen to you. He likes you.
Does he?
All right, well, he hates you a little less than he hates everybody else.
Well, do you think so? I hope that's true, because I really like him. In fact, between you and me, I love him.
You love him?
Yes. I mean, obviously, there's no sexual element. That would be inappropriate. Also impossible, as I don't have sexual organs.
But how can you love Satan? He's a monster.
Oh, a lot of that's just front. There's a completely different side to him.
Is there?
Oh, yes. Inside that dark destroyer, there's a scared little boy.
Why, is he eating him?
No, I mean, he's got a vulnerable side.
All right. Well, in which case, perhaps you could reach out to his vulnerable side to plead my cause.
Well, I'd need to choose my moment because... Oh, God! God, he's back. Okay, here come the lobsters. Sorry about this. It's nothing personal.
The magical sound of pincer on nipple. Yeah. If Kirsty Young ever invites me on a desert island disc, that's my first choice. Yeah.
Oh, my liege, I exult at your return.
Yeah, that's fine, Scumspawn, but stop wagging your tail. It's embarrassing, all right?
Actually, sire, there's something I'd like to ask you. It's about Thomas. I was wondering if...
You should lob him into the pit of demons who are too violent even for hell. I think so, Scumspawn.
They well, my liege.
No, please, not that again.
Sorry, Thomas.
Yeah, just listen to that. And they say violence never achieves anything. I feel chirpier already.
So, did it go well, my prince? Your last foray into the world of men?
No, it's very depressing. I don't know why humanity bothered with the Enlightenment. Complete waste of time. Oh, I did have a little bit of fun in the Blair household while they were all asleep.
Did you sneak yet more teeth into Cherry Blair's smile?
I did, yeah. Yeah, that makes 57 now. Didn't think I could fit any more in, but gonna frighten Tony when he wakes up. Think he's in bed with a shark. So anything to report, my chief assistant demon?
Just the usual, sire. Thousands more admissions than hell can possibly cope with.
Right. Any tricky ones you want me to handle?
Well, there's this one in here, my prince. Here's the file. Gary. Rather sad, really. Hmm? Young lad killed on his 16th birthday.
16? Oh, dear. What a tragic waste of potential.
Yo, dude, what's up?
Or maybe not.
Hey, big it up for the Gazmeister.
Right, Gary, do you have any idea where you are?
Not usually, no.
No. Do you remember how you got here? Well, look, according to this, you were at home in Hailing Island, filming a little clip for a TV program called Jackass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It involved you lighting several sticks of industrial jet ignite and then placing them between your thighs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huge explosion. It was brilliant.
Yeah, well, it could certainly be seen from a long way away, but...
So, I'm famous now, then.
Sorry?
Am I on YouTube? I bet I'm on YouTube.
Yes, you are. You are on YouTube. Yeah, so far there have been 8 million hits to a site called Exploding Idiot.
How cool is that?
Yeah, well, look, the thing is...
I'll be in the papers. I'll be famous there. Everyone will know about me, and I bet it's all over Hailing Island.
Well, you're all over Hailing Island. Yeah, but we'll be back presently. Right, we got a problem here, Scumspawn. How do we devise a punishment for someone who's too stupid to worry about physical pain?
I don't know. Mm. We had a similar problem with that chap from the Dangerous Sports Society, do you remember? The one who jumped off the fourth bridge with a parachute made from Kleenex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What eternal punishment did I select for him, then?
You condemned him to the pit of health and safety inspectors.
Oh, yeah. I remember now, yeah. He didn't like being flayed and having to wear that seatbelt, did he? Yeah. Or the fluorescent orange tabard. That's where I'm sending Clarkson when he gets here. Can't be long now. Right, so, who's next for the Skylark?
Compared to Gary, this next one's something of an intellectual heavyweight.
Right, mind you, that would be true of a mollusk, wouldn't it?
She's an academic.
Oh, good, I like frightening those. Yeah, I can use longer words, yeah. Watch and learn, Scumspawn. Now is the time for you to experience the bitter lash of recurring flagellatory, retributive, excruciatingly agonizing, and eternally petrifying stuff. For you have entered the poison kingdom of Satan, my kingdom, so gaze on the awesome terror of my face, mortal. Gaze upon your inescapable doom.
Is that it?
What?
I'd have thought you could have come up with something a bit more impressive than that, especially as you've been to the trouble of getting that extraordinary costume.
Costume?
Yes, look at it. The hooves, the tail, the horns. It looks like something Vivian Westwood designed for a bet.
Okay, this one's trouble, Scumspawn.
Anyway, Joke over. You've had your little prank, and it's all been very jolly, but I'm sure we've all got things we need to be getting on with. I know I have, so...
Do you know who I am?
Are you a friend of Marjorie's?
A friend of... What, is that some kind of gay slang? What?
Yes, that's it. This is another of her practical jokes. You're one of Marjorie's chums, aren't you?
I am Satan, the Prince of Darkness. I do not hang about with people called Marjorie. Look, feel the heat. That heat, that's from the fiery furnaces that are being stoked by all my repulsive demons. Smell the stench from this repulsive demon. Scumspawn, go stand next to her so she can get the full effect. Go on.
Very well, my prince.
Oh, my God.
No, no closer than that, Scumspawn. I don't want to blacken out, all right?
You smell like raw sewage.
Oh, thank you.
Don't you ever wash?
There's a little bit of a water shortage down here. Yeah, and sadly, a hosepipe ban is not the answer. Come on, woman, you're in denial.
All right. I accept what's happening to me. I can see it now.
At last.
This is obviously some kind of hallucination.
Oh.
Probably a side effect from my medication.
Tell me, on the list of possible side effects, was there a sensation rather like having one of your legs ripped off and then stuck up your...
Sire!
What?
I don't like seeing you get so angry with, you know, ladies.
Okay, I warned you about this stupid chivalry thing when I caught you holding that door open for Lucrezia Borgia, didn't I?
Well, it was heavy, and she's a delicate little thing, so I...
Yeah, that delicate little thing poisoned people. Dozens of innocent people for whom the last thing they heard was her voice saying, anyone for starters?
Actually, it's very doubtful whether Lucrezia Borgia ever poisoned anyone.
Sorry?
I am an historian.
Oh, right, well, that explains the dress sense.
You can be very offensive.
Yes, one of the perks. Now, listen here, Peaches.
You can't upset me, you know. I make it a policy never to be upset by remarks from individuals who are imaginary.
Right, that does it. She's getting the tour.
Oh, I haven't time for any tour. I'm supposed to be giving a lecture on Charlemagne, and I'm already very late.
Lady, you're as late as it's possible to be. Now, come on, you'll enjoy this. It's strangely scenic. And on your left, we have the Lake of Fire, as depicted in many works by various great artists, though none of them guessed it was a boating lake.
Stay out, number three. Your time is not up.
I'm getting really concerned about the time.
Really? Well, you'll find that this is a place where time has no meaning whatsoever. A bit like a BA departure lounge. Only without the departures. Yeah. Actually, that makes it exactly like a BA departure lounge. Can't believe it. Made myself laugh there.
Good grief.
What?
Down there.
What, you mean the pit of musicians?
Is that Leonard Bernstein?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. All the musical greats are down there, you see. There's Mozart, Beethoven, Verdi, all languishing in the pit of eternal torment.
I don't understand. How is it a pit of torment? There's a beautiful piano down there.
You're right. There is a piano down there, but only that demon is allowed to play it, and it's not easy to play the Moonlight Sonata with hooves.
Oh, I can't take it anymore.
Well, hey, Beethoven's losing it, look.
Please, for the love of mercy, make me deaf again.
I don't know. Somehow there's nothing funnier than a distressed German, is there, eh?
He's tearing his own ears off.
Yeah, I know. He always does that. He never learns that.
His ears just grow back again, you see. That's what happens down here.
That's right. It's like Groundhog Day. Only without the feel-good ending. This place doesn't have feel-good endings, or indeed endings. But this isn't the bit I wanted to show you. Come on, Peaches.
I do have a name, you know.
Yeah, well, bully for you. I've got loads. Satan, Lucifer.
Beelzebub, Mephistopheles.
Old Nick, old Harry, Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell?
He's one of my satanic guises, yeah.
Oh, come on. Are you seriously telling me that Simon Cowell is some incarnation of the devil?
Well, you've seen the shows. Do you think all that suffering happens by accident?
That's just... It's ridiculous. Actually, it does make a kind of sense now, I think.
Of course it does, fruit drop.
My name is Edith. What's so funny?
Edith. Nobody's called Edith anymore. It's a name that died out years ago, probably from embarrassment.
But I think it's a rather lovely name. Edith Cordelia Barrington. I got it in your file here, you see, Edith.
Oh, and what else does it say in her file, Scumspot?
Edith Barrington, Professor of History at Girton College, Cambridge.
Oh, no, not another professor. I hate those.
Highly respected historian, author of 27 historical biographies, many of them winning awards. Also keen cross-country skier, scuba diver and rallycross driver. Represented Great Britain at fencing in the 1952 Olympics. Mastermind winner in 1973. First woman to walk solo to North Pole and has raised over £4 million for famine relief, for which she received the Nobel Prize in 1982.
Is that it?
Well, it's quite a lot, isn't it, sire? For one life, I mean. Historian, athlete, humanitarian.
No, I'm not impressed.
Well, I am.
Yeah, but anything impresses you, Scumspot. I mean, you were impressed when Gandhi showed you how he could crack his knuckles.
So, Gandhi's in hell?
Yeah, we put him in with all the other big drinkers. Dylan Thomas, Ernest Hemingway, Oliver Reed. They're all in a pub where you can never quite catch the barman's eye. You spend the whole of eternity holding a fiver in the air. Now, here we are, the climax of my tour. My personal favourite, the Pit of Zealots. Packed solid with extremist crackpots of every variety. Far-right fundamentalist Christians, fanatic jihadists, die-hard communists, fascists, Zionists, Scientologists, gun-crazy survivalists, animal liberationists, and one Millwall supporter. I'm not quite sure how he got in.
How can they breathe?
With great difficulty. Mind you, they're very carefully packed, you know. Each extreme Christian bigot and radical imam is squished up against the gay black atheist porn star. Mind you, a couple of them seem to be enjoying it. We'll have to do something about that.
I think I've seen enough of this tacky circus now, thank you.
But I haven't shown you the pit of extremely pregnant popes.
No, I really...
Or the pit of spit-roasted celebrity chefs.
Oh, yes, that's a must-see, isn't it?
No, I'm sorry, I've seen as much as I want to see.
All right, and what do you think now, Professor Clever Clogs?
Same as before. I'm clearly in some unconscious state.
Yeah, you're in the most unconscious state there is because you have died. Scumspoon, just look it up in the file. Where did she die?
At home, sitting in front of the telly, watching Midsummer Murders.
There, OK? That's how it happened. A lot of elderly people pass away watching Midsummer Murders. They just drift into unconsciousness and then choose not to wake up, so...
I'm sorry, but this is all too absurd to be real. I'm somebody who needs hard evidence.
Right, Scumspawn, you stay in mind the shop, OK? Hold on to my claw, sweet pea. Here comes your hard evidence. Well, I say hard. Might be getting a bit squishy by now.
And what part of hell have you brought me to now?
No, this isn't hell anymore. No, this is the land of the living. Well, nearly. It's Woking.
I come from Woking.
Get away.
Who are those two men?
One's a pathologist, the other one's a lab technician.
What are they doing? Excuse me, what are you doing?
No, they can't hear you or see you. They exist in a totally different dimension to you because they're alive, whereas you are a metabolically challenged daisy pusher.
Not true.
No, then who is that lying on that slab?
Oh, my God. It's me.
Let's just listen to what they're saying.
Righty, two more stiffs to do before lunch. Well, there's this teenager, or what's left of him at any rate.
Cool. What caused those injuries?
The cause of his injuries was watching Exploding Idiot on YouTube.
Not another one.
Yep, stick of gel ignite between the thighs.
It's 26 in 3 days.
Oh, come on, let's do the old girl first. She's less of a mess. Right, well, let's see what we've got here.
Oh, I'm bored. Can I draw a moustache on her?
No, that's disrespectful. And you can't honk her breasts either.
Just trying to get through the day.
Oh, all right. Let's just take some notes. She's Caucasian, no external injuries, but the blood tests show extraordinarily high levels of barbiturates. Mm. So, write down on the form, suicide.
Suicide?
Nothing else of any note?
I would never commit suicide. Why would someone like me commit suicide? The man's an idiot. Oi, you, idiot!
He can't hear your dimples, I told you before.
Why do you keep calling me these stupid names? It really irritates me.
Yeah, I think you just answered your own question.
Honestly, poor old soul. Sad, isn't it? Still, her journey's over now, so she's got no more pain and anguish. Mm. She's finally at peace. Please, can I draw a moustache on her?
Home again? I hope I didn't upset you there, Edith. I mean, obviously, showing someone their own rotting corpse is something I only usually do as a last resort, you know?
I did not take sleeping pills.
What? Maybe you got bewildered, lost track of how many tablets you'd taken, huh?
I was not bewildered. In my entire life, I have never been bewildered.
Mm-hmm. Still, luckily, it was only another hallucination.
Mm?
Well, this is all just an hallucination, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's like dreams. Mm. You can have some extraordinarily long, complicated dreams, and then wake up to discover you've only been asleep for 5 minutes.
All right.
Maybe this is a dream. Hmm. Maybe.
Sire! Sire!
Ah, Scumspawner. Thought I caught a whiff of sewage.
How'd it go with the... Are you all right, Edith? You look a bit pale.
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, she's fine, Scumspawn. She's just having an hallucination. That's all. I'm imaginary, you're imaginary, and so are all those putrid maggots crawling out your nose.
Sorry about that, I've got a cold.
Did you want something, Scumspawn?
Well, sir, it's like this. Could I possibly have a word with you about Thomas?
Thomas?
You see, he's been in the pit of demons who are too violent even for hell for quite a while now, and well, I was just wondering if Thomas's punishment was becoming a little unfair.
Hang on, Scumspawn. You just constructed a sentence that includes the words Thomas, punishment, and unfair.
Yes, my liege. You see, I was just wondering if maybe he's suffered enough.
Suffered enough?
Well, yes.
No, you've lost me again. Sorry, I...
Well, it's just that...
Yes, yes! I've made it! I've made it!
Griffey's managed to climb out.
Yes, yes.
Do you know, Thomas, nobody's ever done that before.
Haven't they?
No, well, Thomas, you can be proud of yourself, mate. You've made history. To get out of that pit, you've displayed an extraordinary determination and an indomitable will to survive.
Well, thank you.
Well, all that's left for me to say is very, very well done, and Scumspawn lobbing back in again.
No, please, no.
Oh, my God.
What's that? You're auditioning for Friends or something, was it?
It's you.
What's that old bat doing here?
I feel sick. I'd forgotten how loathsome you are.
Ditto.
So, no introductions necessary, then.
This specimen used to be married to my daughter. He treated her abominably.
I treated her like a princess.
Well, yes, in that you locked her in a tower.
Oh, far too much was made of that.
You destroyed her confidence. Then you cast her aside and you humiliated her during the divorce proceedings.
I did not.
You applied for custody of her breasts.
Well, I paid for them.
You're repugnant vermin, and running into you again is the worst thing that could possibly have happened to me.
Oh, I don't think that's factually correct, Edith.
What?
No, I think being told you had to share accommodation with him for the rest of eternity is the worst thing that could happen to you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, we got a little jingle going here, haven't we?
You can't do this to me. Haven't I suffered enough?
No, I still can't get my head around that one.
This idea is grotesque and barbaric.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you seriously proposing that I spend eternity with Thomas Crimp?
Uh-huh, and this time you won't be able to escape your misery by topping yourself.
For the last time, I did not top myself. I'm an historian. I like people to get their facts right.
Well, so would I, you know, but billions of lies have been printed about me, and I expect there'll be millions more because, you know, wait a sec. You're a historian?
Yes.
Of course, that's it. All right, Chuckle Chops, I'm offering you a deal.
A deal?
Yeah, yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
A deal with Satan. What can possibly go wrong? It turned out so well for Dr. Faust.
Yeah, now there, you see, I never knew anyone called Faust, and I have never offered anyone sex with Helen of Troy. Okay, just a downright lie.
Well, you did offer sex with Helen of Troy to Bill Clinton, though, didn't you, sire? Oh, no, hang on, that was his idea.
Yeah, yeah. He'd written out that long list, don't you remember? Yeah. All right, here's the deal. I will go abroad among the world of men and endeavour to ascertain and get on the public record the true facts regarding the death of one Edith Barrington.
And what do I do in return?
You write my biography. A factual, authenticated, authoritative history of Satan, nailing all the lies.
Excellent idea, Your Infernal Majesty. But of course, to write such an important historical work, she'll need peace and quiet. So it'd be impractical for her to be billeted with me. After all...
Silence, Thomas, or else I'll do that trick with you going out on the Catherine wheel.
And if I wrote this book, once I'd finished it, what would you do with it?
Well, I'd get it published. Globally. posthumously. It would be your most extraordinary book so far, certainly your most important, sir. What do you think?
I think that this has to be an hallucination.
Oh, dear.
All of it. The pregnant popes, Thomas, you...
Well, if you're right, and this is all just a side effect from medication, then what have you got to lose by saying yes?
And I no longer have to be billeted with this vile piece of detritus.
Oh, get off the fence, why don't you?
Rest assured, you will no longer have to be billeted with Thomas.
Right.
Just as soon as you finish my book. It's what's called an incentive.
One last question.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you write the book?
Well, I tried to, but I just get so angry, you know. And I need a cool head to write it, and that could be you. Do we have a deal?
Very well.
All right, then. Let's both shake. Thomas's throat.
Fair enough.
Not legally binding as such, but hugely relaxing.
My prince, there are a few things I don't understand.
No, that's statistically incorrect, Scumsbrony. There are millions of things you don't understand.
Yes, my dear, granted, but it's just... Well, why now? After all this time, why do you suddenly want to set the record straight?
Because I'm sick of it, Scumsbrony. I'm sick of being the eternal bogeyman. I want people to know my side of the story. I'm going to tell everything. The whole thing, warts and all. Well, I might not mention my actual warts, you know, because I'm not aiming the book at dermatologists.
But... there's something else I don't understand, sire. It concerns the young lad, the Gasmeister.
Yeah, I knew we'd find a solution to that one, yeah?
Yes, but, well, why did we just give him all those explosives?
So he can keep blowing himself up, of course.
But he likes to do that. How's that going to be a torment for him?
Well, because every time he blows himself up, nobody's going to pay him any attention whatsoever.
Hey, guys! Fire in the hole! How cool was that? Did you see that? My foot blew off! Guys! Guys!
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Annette Crosby as Edith, with Philip Pope, Felicity Montague, and Michael Fenton Stevens. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.